Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you will never drink alone. Well, today we're going to be reviewing a mix called Uncle Walt's Bloody Mary Mix. They're known by other things, too. I think they're Fat Boy Uncle Walt's, gluten-free. But we're going to give them a shot. And with me today, young Samuel Took.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Sam joined me last week as well, and we reviewed a pretty unique mix. Remember what it was? You were pretty drunk.
I was wasted. I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. Fat belly? No, good belly.
No.
Vermont?
No. No. Warmer?
healthy belly.
I'll give you a clue. It's called Happy Belly by Vermont Fermenters.
I didn't say that. I thought I said that. Maybe not.
You said Fat Belly and Healthy Belly.
Regardless of if I could remember the name or not, I loved that mix.
That was a great mix. Super unique, yeah. So, yeah, let's give this a shot. So, you know, I come on these products in different ways. A lot of times they reach out to me. Sometimes they get on my radar. Maybe I'm just in the liquor store. Every now and again, I'll stop by a liquor store and I'll see a product. This one, just, I fell in love with their social media presence, and in particular, their Instagram. Sam, you and I were just talking about that a little bit. Their stuff is funny.
Yeah, yeah. They've got a lot of really good stuff on their Instagram, a lot of timely memes. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah. Yeah, whoever is doing their social media is definitely doing a good job. I've shared a lot of their stuff. I steal it, you know. I'm not going to lie. It happens. But yeah, I'm kind of watching the industry. I've been drinking Bloody Marys for quite a long time, and it wasn't that long ago where you went to the store and you had about, what, three or four? Mr. and Mrs. T's, Zing Zang, I don't know, a couple others. That was about it. Yeah, I mean, you go to a grocery store now and there's 20, 30 of them on the shelf, and they're all, it's a very competitive industry, which is good for us as consumers.
Can be a bit overwhelming trying to decide, but yes, a good thing for sure.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And a lot of what these companies are doing is trying to, you know, create a brand, create an image, make something unique, set themselves apart from the rest of the pack. Because, you know, these big companies like Zing Zang, or I don't know what it is, but they're like the lowest common denominator. They're cheaper. I don't know what, but it's, as I said, it's very competitive. And so it's fun to watch these different companies duke it out. And I've gotten to know, obviously, lots of them. But Walt's is, they're definitely going at it from a social media angle that I think is really fun. So yeah, check them out. I think if you're, is it Instagram? What are they, Walt's or Walt's Bloody Mary or?
Walt's Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Is their Instagram handle.
Okay. Yeah. So they, they're also known as Fat Boy Uncle Walt's Gluten-Free Bloody Mary Mix. Here's what they say on Facebook. We are an all-natural Bloody Mary mix that still tastes great. We like to call it steak in a glass with a little bit of heat. Actually, they had a typo. They said little bit heat, but never mind. Our CEO worked in the bar industry for a long time, and his Bloody Mary mix recipe became the go-to. After years, we decided to finally bottle it, and Uncle Walt's Bloody Mary mix is the result. And it's gluten-free. Excelente. So, here we are. We're looking at the bottle. I ordered this from their website. It comes in a plastic bottle. Never my favorite. You know, in a perfect world, I'd rather see it in glass. But I get it. It's, you know, easier to ship. This is a 32-ounce bottle. It's got a picture of a cartoony-looking guy who I think might be Walt. We don't know for sure. It is, I don't know, how would you describe the composure of that mix, Sam, just looking at it?
It's darker in color than most. Mm-hmm. And there's not too much as far as, like, seasonings or particles that you actually see floating around. It looks good.
Fairly homogeneous.
Not too thick, it doesn't look like. Mm-hmm.
You want to take a look at the ingredient list? The last one we did, what'd they have, like 5 ingredients, I think.
And it
had to be refrigerated.
It's got quite a few ingredients here. Let's see. Tomatoes, vegetable juice, concentrate blend, smoke flavor, lime juice concentrate, celery salt. I could keep going. I don't want to bore the listeners. But there's a good amount of ingredients. Yeah.
Are there some, things we don't like in there? MSG or high fructose, corn syrup, or potassium sorbate kind of stuff? Or is it just lots and lots of spices?
Let's see. I mean, they've got some cornstarch, some... I'd say mostly lots of spices.
Yeah. All right. Should we give it a try?
Yeah,
let's do it. Or should we just talk about it?
Well, I think it's only fair we... try it first and then talk about it.
Enough of the garnish. Let's get to the drink.
Yeah, you're such a purist when it comes to these reviews.
I know. People call me old-fashioned.
Yeah. Some of them call you the space cowboy.
It's true.
All right. So Sammy's pouring a little bit just on its own. And this is how we... this is how we do it these days. We try it without any... just try it on its own without any vodka or anything first. And as I pour it out, it looks thicker than I would have expected. It kind of came out of there a little slow. Like you said, it's a pretty dark red color. Fairly homogeneous.
Wow. Smoky.
Right away it's smoky. Yeah, that's very different from last week's, isn't it? Sorry, people have to hear us swallowing and... yeah. That is not too shabby.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's... yeah. It's... and this is just without vodka in it. It's a little bit thicker... I think a little bit of smoky sweetness to it, right?
Yep. It
reminds me of one we had before. I can't put my finger on it right now.
The vodka, would help with that thickness, so.
Right. Given. Yeah. How about a little vodka? What do you say?
Sure. Why not?
We always use the highest end vodka for our bloodies. Because you can't really see what it is I'm pouring right here. So yeah, it's always interesting to see what happens when you add vodka. Some of the mixes, they kind of shut down. Some of them open up. Some of them, they all kind of thin out a little bit. But you never know. You never know. So that's why we like to do it in kind of a two-stage rocket. So, did you give yours a shot yet there, Vodka Boy?
Not yet.
I'm going to take a little sip of my chaser here. Second week in a row, we're enjoying the Pearl Street Brewery's Supreme Fatty Juicy IPA as our chaser. It's what we do in Wisconsin, right, Sam?
That's right. What's a bloody without a chaser?
It's a bloody.
Is it, though?
Well.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it still would be, but.
Good.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, thoughts?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like the smoky and sweet flavors going on there. It's a unique, unique taste for sure. And I think the vodka did. I mean, I know, and this could be, this is to each individual person's preference. I don't like a bloody that's very thick, personally. And the vodka definitely helped. Mixing the vodka in helped with that for this mix. So I don't, I have an issue with the viscosity or the thickness of it. So, yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I... yeah, I agree with the, obviously, that it thins it out, which I like. The effect on the flavor, though, I don't know that the vodka adds to the flavor. You know, some of them kind of open up and flatten out, and they have a lighter composition. This, to me, just kind of tastes like, all right, here's that smoky mix. Now it's a little thinner, and it's got vodka in it. You know, like it's not any worse, but I don't think it's any better with the vodka. That's my take. The other thing that's going on is some rim salt. We went ahead and put it on. I've been trying to drink. When I put on a rim salt, here's one of these, you know, takeaways that we don't even charge you extra for. But adding rim salt, I talked about this two episodes ago. It's just an easy way to kick your drink up a notch and make it a little more special. Without a ton of effort, and there's so many cool rim salts out there right now. But one thing, what I like to do is I only salt half the glass, so you can kind of choose, you know, is this sip going to be with the rim salt or not? So up until now, I have not been using the rim salt, just so I can more pure.
That's a veteran move. That's a veteran bloody drinker.
That's not my first rodeo, son. Yeah, so anyway, this came with a rim salt. I didn't even order it, but it came. And they call it a bacon salt. Denny's bacon salt. Wait a minute. That's not the people from Denny's bacon fame, is it? I got to look into this, because that's another follow on social media. Denny's bacon. Oh, my God. They're always posting just mouthwatering pictures. That would be a great partnership, these two companies. Huh, interesting. Sea salt, brown sugar. Yep, I got the sweet right away. Mm-hmm. Salty sweet. Demerara sugar, whatever the hell that is. Natural flavors, including smoke. A little bit of salt. Yeah, some stuff to keep it from caking. It's standard. Tiny little packet. But, yeah, what do you think of that? Rim salt, Samuel.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the rim salt. I'm kind of a sucker for the sweet and salty mix. So, yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah,
reminds me of like a smoky barbecue or something. Oh, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And then you hit it with the mix that's already got a, you know, it's kind of more of the same, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
You might argue that it's not a real complimentary. It's sort of a amplification of what you're doing, but it's like it turns it into a three-dimensional kind of experience. I like it too. I like the sweetness, the smoky kind of barbecue-y. Yeah, definitely. It tastes, you know, like a maple bacon kind of. Wow. Well, I gotta say, I didn't think I was gonna like this as much as I do, just based on, you know, I didn't love the plastic container. And I thought it looked rather unremarkable in terms of the color and everything, but once it hits your glass and hits your palate, pretty good. If you like, a savory sweet, kind of a smoky, you know, a little bit thicker, it's not like the Murph's thick, but it's a little bit thicker. Yeah. You'll like this one. I think you would. Mm-hmm. You think?
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Fat Boy Uncle Walt's Bloody Mary mix. It's gluten-free, and I think, you know, I'm giving it a thumb up. Sam, your thoughts? Are you a thumb up? Or?
Yeah, I give it a thumbs up. not to go too off track here, but I did a little research.
Here he goes. Here he goes.
That Denny's Bacon is the Denny's Bacon that you know of on Instagram.
Oh, awesome.
They're both under the Fat Boy company, I guess. They're both,
okay.
Underneath that umbrella.
That's the umbrella. Well, yeah. That's all making sense now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love, they're my kind of people.
Yeah.
Follow both of them. Walt's Bloody Mary and Denny's Bacon. Yeah, they fill my Instagram feed, and that's not a bad thing at all. I don't mind it at all. Well, okay, God, that was a nice little surprise. A tasty Bloody Mary definitely makes the beer, like, do a beer chaser if you're not doing those.
Yeah,
don't you think?
Yes,
because it is a little bit more smoky, intense, some salt hitting the beer in between sips. Just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It a symbiotic relationship. The beer tastes a little better, and then the bloody tastes a little better. And then, by golly, the beer tastes a little better. So, okay. Well, we're going to wrap it up. Tune in next week. Speaking of branding, right? Weren't we talking about that?
We were.
Yeah. And how brands are setting themselves apart and becoming more edgy and more memorable. Next week, we're going to be reviewing a product called Morning Wood. And
oh, I won't.
My. Yeah, right. And I think we have two different flavors. But when I heard that title, I thought, who's going to really appreciate Morning Wood more than Lynn Miller?
Yeah. That's first name that popped in my head.
Right. So next week we're going to do Morning Wood with Lynn Miller, and you know, if you listen, you know I'm going to make her sing a song, right? So that's what we're going to do next week. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks, Sam. I appreciate you helping me do the heavy lifting.
Sure.
We'll see you
next. A lot of fun.
Yeah, me too. All right. See you next time.